solid hours of staring at the material to decide to reconvene after the holidays for a fresh look at the layout.
Only cosmetics, not curing cancer. Why are you going to the airport?
What's the point of busting my ass to catch a 6 o'clock flight? Why don't you wait and go out with me on the 8? You're never going to get a cab at this hour.
I told Susan I'd be home by 9.
That's you.
Oh, God. Oh, damn it. I left my gloves in Brian's office. I don't need them. I get in the elevator, I get in the taxi, I get on a plane, and I'm home. Would you pick them up for me? I'll drive over tomorrow and get them.
Great. Have a good holiday.
I'll see you in Chicago, John.
You'll never make the city.
Your cab, but I'm desperately late for a plane, and I was wondering if I could appeal to your good nature and ask you to let me have it.
I don't have a good nature. Excuse me.
Come on! Could I offer you $10 for it? $20. I'll give you $20 for it.
That's a good deal. All right. Anyone who'd pay $50 for a cab certainly pay $75.
Not necessarily. All right, $75.
You're a thief. Close. I'm an attorney.
Have a happy holiday.
This will help.
Gonna be here tomorrow, honey.
Mom?
Yeah?
Do you think Grandpa Walt is gonna give me a noogie?
Of course he's gonna give you a noogie. He loves to give you noogies. That's how he tells you that he loves you.
Why doesn't he give me noogies?
Because you get Indian burns.
But I prefer noogies.
Keep an eye on your brother. Hello?
Who is it?
Where are you?
Who is it?
Shh, it's Daddy.
Flight delay.
And when do you think he'll be in?
Shouldn't be any later than 10.
I'll wait up for you.
I know you, don't I? I'm usually very good with names, but I'll be damned if I haven't forgotten
yours. You stole my cab.
I've never stolen anything in my life.
I hailed a cab on Park Avenue this afternoon, and before I could get in it, you stole it.
You're the guy who tried to get my cab. I knew I knew you, yeah. You scared the bejesus out of me. Come to think of it, it was awful easy to get a cab during rush hour.
Forget it.
I can't forget it. I am sorry. I had no idea that was your cab. Let me make it up to you somehow, huh, please? How about a nice hot dog and a beer?
No, thanks.
Just a hot dog, then.
I'm kind of picky about what I eat.
Some coffee.
No.
Milk?
No.
Soda?
No.
Some tea?
No.
Lifesavers?
No.
Slurpee?
Sir, please.
Just let me know. I'm here.
I knew you.
This is something you should have discussed with the ticket agent.
I couldn't discuss it with the ticket agent because I didn't know he put me in coach.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. First class is full.
I have a first class ticket.
You have a coach seat assignment. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Liz. Here, okay, or how about over there?
Oh, here, there, anywhere's fine.
Pardon me.
Save your boarding pass and you'll get a refund on the difference.
I don't want a refund. I want a seat in first class where I was booked and ticketed over a month ago.
Look, I have had just about enough of you. Now take your seat.
Oh, you had about enough of me. First you delay me, then you bump me. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Is this a coincidence or what? Have a seat.
I never did introduce myself. Del Griffith. American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division. I sell shower curtain rings. Best in the world. And you are?
Neil Page.
Neil Page. Pleased to meet you, Neil Page. So what do you do for a living, Neil Page?
Marketing.
Marketing. Super. Super. Fabulous. Isn't it nice?
Look, I don't want to be rude, but I'm not much of a conversationalist, and I'd really like to finish this article. A friend of mine wrote it, so...
Don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut. If you catch me running off of the mouth, just give me a poke in the chops. Oh, that feels good. God, I'm telling you. My dogs are barking today. Oh. That feels better. $6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas? Are you all right? What happened?
We couldn't land in Chicago.
I don't understand what Wichita has to do with a snowstorm in Chicago. What's going on, Neil?
What's going on is I'm in Wichita. We took off from New York. They closed Chicago and landed here.
Neil!
Trouble on the home front, huh?
I really don't think that's any of your concern.
You know, the finest line a man will walk is between success at work and success at home. I got a motto. Like your work, love your wife.
Well, I'll remember that. What's the flight situation?
Simple. There's no way on earth we're going to get out of here tonight. We'd have more luck playing pickup sticks with our butt cheeks than we will getting a flight out of here before daybreak.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, but by the time the airline cancels this flight, which they will sooner or later, you'd have more of a chance to find a three-legged ballerina than you would a hotel room.
You're saying I could be stuck in Wichita?
I'm saying you are stuck in Wichita.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? I'm sorry to announce that we're canceling flight 909 due to severe weather in Chicago.
Hi, I was wondering if you had any rooms available for tonight. Anything with her.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Do you know of any other motel?
Neil.
Hi. Well, welcome to Wichita. Did you book a room yet?
I couldn't get in anywhere.
As soon as we got off the plane, you called home. I called the Braidwood Inn.
I missed that one.
I got an idea. I know the manager pretty well. I sold him some rings for his curtains. If you want to pick up the cab fare, I'll make sure you get a room for the night.
Sure, great.
All right, grab it into this thing, will you?
Thanks. Oh, thanks a lot. Is this your trunk?
Yeah. You should try lugging this thing around New York City. Is it much farther?
Not much.
Why didn't you take the interstate?
You said your friend had never been around here, so I just figured he'd like to look around. I don't see nothing on the interstate but interstate.
It's the middle of the night.
I know, but he's proud of his town. You know, that's a damn rare thing these days. Stick with me. Evening, Gus. Well, I'm still $1 million shy of being a millionaire. Gus, I want you to meet an old friend of mine. This is Neil Page. Neil Gus Mooney.
Glad to meet you, Nick.
Nice to meet you.
Gus, I told my friend here you'd be able to fix him up with a room for tonight.
You ever made your credit card?
Do you still honor those discount credit cards for the rooms?
Yeah, well, I'll have to charge you for a double, but with a discount, it'll come out even.
Well, there you go. That's pretty good. We're saving money already. We're a pretty good team. We were on our way to Chicago from New York, and the storm brought us here.
I know all about it. I must have half your flight booked in already. Well, I guess you're all fixed. So, there you are.
Last room in the complex.
You mean share?
Yeah. Hey. Huh? Easy on that. Okay.
Cab ride,
yeah, yeah, it was a great cab ride. You don't see cabs like that too often, you know. You want to take a shower?
No.
No, I meant if you want to go first or not. you thought I...
No, go ahead.
Well, I would... What do you think I am?
Yeah, no.
God, no. That's funny. That's funny.
Come on.
Pillows with you, but I'm allergic to sponge.
I got a bad allergy to it. I'd be sneezing all night with that thing.
That's why I carry my own pillow. It's hyperallergenic. I had no idea those beer cans were going to blow like that.
You left them on a vibrating bed. What did you think was going to happen?
It's been a long day. It just didn't occur to me.
To you, so I have to sleep in a puddle of beer.
You want to switch?
No, I just want to sleep.
Me too. I am bushed.
Good night.
Good night.
Resuming at O'Hare Field, and flights will be moving out of there very shortly.
Why? What?
That's it.
If I don't clear my sinuses, I'll snore all night. Gee, if your kid spills his milk, what do you do, slap him in the head?
What? What is that supposed to mean?
You're not a very tolerant person.
Look, you've been under my skin since New York, starting with ripping off my cab.
God, you're a tight ass.
How'd you like a mouthful of teeth?
Oh, and hostile, too. Nice personality combination. Hostile and intolerant. That's borderline criminal.
Screw you. You spill beer all over the bed. You smoke. You mess up the bathroom.
Well, who let you stay in the room? I even let you pay for it so you wouldn't feel like an intruder, which you most certainly are.
Oh, I'm an intruder.
Yes, you're an intruder. I was having a perfectly nice trip until you walked into my life.
I walked into your life. Who was that who talked my ear off on the plane? Who was that? I'm curious.
Well, who told you to book a room? I did, out of the goodness of my dumb old heart. Boy, you're an ungrateful jackass. Well, go ahead, sleep in the lobby, see if I care. I hope you wake up so stiff you can't even move.
You're no saint. You got a free cab, you got a free room. And someone who'll listen to your boring stories.
I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Didn't that give you some sort of clue, like, hey, maybe this guy's not enjoying it? You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. Honey, I'd like you to meet Del Griffith. He's got some amusing anecdotes for you. Oh, and here's a gun so you can blow your brains out. You'll thank me for it. I could tolerate any insurance seminar. For days, I could sit there and listen to them go on and on with a big smile on my face. They'd say, how can you stand it? And I'd say, because I've been with Del Griffith. I can take anything.
You know what they'd say? They'd say, I know what you mean. The shower curtain ring guy.
Whoa. It's like going on a date with a chatty Kathy doll. I expect you to have a little string on your chest, you know, that I pull out and have to snap back. Except I wouldn't pull it out and snap it back. You would. And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Bell.
Oh.
Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. They're gonna go all the way.
Oh, yeah!
Socks out of the sink if you're gonna brush your teeth, all right?
Where are you?
I'm in Wichita.
You're still at the airport?
No, I'm at a motel. I spent the night with this guy I met on the plane.
You shared a motel room with a stranger? Are you crazy?
Not yet, but I'm getting there.
Did you call the airline?
Everything's booked solid, but they said I have a good chance of getting on standby.
And if they told you wolverines would make good house pets, would you believe them?
I'm not spending Thanksgiving in Wichita. I've got a family waiting for me. I'll get home.
Not by airplane. They got 18 hours of air traffic backed up. Any way you slice it, the odds are we're going to be having our turkey roll right here. If we wait for the flight.
Well, how the hell else can we get home?
Thanks. Bert Dingman, a buddy of mine, he works for the railroad.
Train?
Yeah. I sold them all their shower curtain rings. He owes me a favor.
I get that. Pay for everything else. Why break precedent?
You're making me feel like a freeloader.
Get me on the train. We're square.
You got it. That's the easy part.
What? You know goddamn well what.
I'm sorry, I don't.
I had over $700
in here. I didn't touch your dough, Neil. A lot of things, but I'm not a thief.
You went into my stuff last night, right?
I didn't take your money. And I don't care for the accusation.
Well, I had over $700 in here, and you went into my wallet for pizza. Just maybe when you went into it, you had to take
it. Count it.
Oh, like you keep it in there if you stole it.
There's $263 in there. If there's a dollar more, then you can call me a thief. Just count it. Count it. 263, right?
Empty.
What?
Right.
We were robbed.
Do you think so?
You know, I've been thinking. What we're dealing with here is a small-time crook. He didn't take the credit cards, right? So we charge our way home. What kind of plastic you carry?
Got a Visa and a gasoline card. Oh, and I've got a Neiman Marcus card in case we want to buy a gift for someone. What have you got?
Chalmers Big and Tall Man Shop. It's a 7-outlet chain in the Pacific Northwest. Great stuff. Unfortunately, it does us no good here.
Oh, never mind. Just get me to the train station and I'll take care of everything else.
Oh, I got that all covered. Gus's son's going to pick us up.
This is not him, is it?
I hope not. Gus's son?
I'm Owen. You the shower curtain fella?
Yeah, Del Griffin.
How are you?
This is Neil Page from Chicago.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you both.
I'm to drive you to Wichita to catch a train?
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
Train don't run out of Wichita.
Hmm?
Unless you're a hog or a cattle. People train runs out of stub, Bill.
That'll be fine. That'll be just fine.
Now, leave it be. Get your lazy behind out here and put that trunk up in the back.
Oh, no, the work, we've got it.
It's very heavy.
She don't mind. She's short and skinny, but she's strong. Her first baby come out sideways. She didn't scream or nothing.
Isn't that something? You're a real trooper.
We've got it. We've got it already. It's done.
You know, Stockdale's a little further than Wichita.
How much further?
30 miles. Maybe 40. No more than 45, though, depending on which way he goes. If he goes the back roads, it could be anywhere up to 70 miles.
In the glove. Just nip a little part.
Give him the goddamn glove!
Are we there yet?
No, a little way to go yet. Beautiful country, though, isn't it?
Just figure the temperature is.
One.
Didn't have two together.
You gotta be kidding me. Oh, I knew it. You know, I the secretary was new and I explained it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they're just full.
Well, it's the holidays, I guess. Hey, we're lucky we got a ticket.
Yeah, so, if I don't see you again.
Well, I'll see you on the train. You want to get together for a drink in the bar car?
I'm gonna get some sleep.
Sure?
Yeah. Anyway, it's been interesting.
That's the understatement of the year. And thanks for the ticket. Neil! I need your address. I gotta send you the money to pay you back for this ticket.
Ticket's a gift.
Oh, no. Come on now. What's the address?
Bell. It's a gift. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Me too. Just gonna make it.
Carson will meet you, and I'll take you into Jefferson City.
pretty lousy mood, huh?
To say the least.
You ever traveled by bus before? Your mood's probably not going to improve much.
Seeking happy, you know this, seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the Marconi family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a patriotic history. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. You'll have a game.
How do you do, ma'am? My name is Del Griffith. I'm with the American Light and Fixture Company, Jewelry Division, and I've got the deal of a lifetime for you. Do you have a minute? This is your Diane Sawyer autographed earring. You ever watch 60 Minutes? Thanks. This is Czechoslovakian ivory.
That's $5. Great.
This is your Walter Cronkite moon ring. Thank you. They are filled with helium. So they're very light. Thank you. This is an autographed Daryl Strawberry earring.
All right.
These are very special earrings, by the way. These were originally handcrafted for the Grand Wizard of China back in the 4th century. Now, these, of course, aren't the originals, but they are replicas, very good replicas, too. They're selling for $5 a pair, 2 for $7.
Bring over the turkey now, for this is Thanksgiving Day.
I'm Marty Page, and I'm thankful that my dad's coming home for Thanksgiving.
You know something? It makes you look a little older, too. I mean, not just a little bit. You could pass for 18 or 19.
You call what?
No one was home. Probably at my daughter's Thanksgiving pageant. You missed it. I'm sorry. Those are the precious moments, too. They don't come back again. I've been spending too much time away from home. I haven't been home in years.
What, seriously?
No, it's a figure of speech. You know, I'm on the road so much. It's like not being there yet. By the way, I called a good friend of mine at Eastern Airlines. Doesn't look good.
I know. I called all the airlines.
Well, at least we're still sitting on over 100 beans from my brilliant idea.
Terrific sales. You know, I've been thinking that when we put our heads together, you know, we've really gotten nowhere. And, you know, I think I'm holding you up.
Oh, no, don't say that about yourself. That's not true, Neil. It really isn't true.
No, I really think we'd get to where we're going a lot faster if we were alone.
Okay. Okay. I see.
Pick up.
I think I'm just going to take care of this, and I think I'm going to get going.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's,
you know, it's just harder for two people to travel, you know?
Yeah, yeah, sure it is.
And if you got reservations?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Thanks for the mail.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. And I think I arranged some of this to...
No, I told you, I do not feel like taking your money.
Take the money, buy your kids a chocolate turkey or something like that. I don't want the money, okay?
It's step three,
I got to offer my kids.
Leave it there.
Then leave it. If you want to leave it, fine. That's okay. I'm done, okay? I've got to get going now, so if you'll excuse me. I got things to do. Good luck to you, and I hope you get home soon. Yeah, sure you will.
It's a white megaton car speed, 8 miles.
Turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we gotta get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberry. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble. Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, 4 fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway.
to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
Yeah, where are you going?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago.
You know you're in St. Louis?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you try the airline? It's a lot faster and you get a free meal.
If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak. Now, are you going to help me or are you going to stand there like a slab of meat with mittens?
Get your car out of here!
Yeah, just a minute, okay?
Get it out of here!
What is your problem, you insensitive asshole? Can't you see we got an injured man down on the street? Now, I'll move my car, but I want you to help him up.
No! My pleasure. Oh!
Feeling that when we parted ways, somehow, someday, our paths would cross again. Are you all right? I've never seen a guy get picked up by his testicles before. Lucky thing for you, that cop passed by when he did. Otherwise, you'd be lifting up your schnutz to tie your shoes. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Do you have any idea how glad I am I didn't kill you?
Don't you have any idea how glad I'd be if you had?
Oh, come on, pal. You don't mean that. Remember what I said about going with the flow?
How am I supposed to go with the flow when the rental car agency leaves me in a 100-acre parking lot with keys to a car that isn't there, and then I have to hike 3 miles back to find out they don't have any more cars?
I got a car, no sweat at all.
Well, Bill, you're a charmed man.
Nope.
Oh, I know. Just go with the flow.
Like a twig on the shoulders of a mighty stream.
Pull out of Pittsburgh, roll down the Eastern Seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like an
Please stop doing that with the seat.
Why don't you start screwing around with these damn things? You can never get comfortable.
You quit screwing around with it.
I gotta get comfortable. Do you have a bad back? Well, I do, and it hurts like a bugger. There's only a couple good positions. You're going to break it. Done. Good. Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Seat just where I want it. I can't reach my feet to get my shoes off.
That's just fine. Leave your shoes on.
I can't relax if I got my shoes on.
I don't care to breathe your foot odor. Leave the shoes on.
Gee, it must be swell to be so perfect and odor-free. You know, there's plenty of things about you that bother me, but I'm decent enough not to bring them up.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah. What do I do that bothers you?
Well, there's
curious.
Lots of things.
Name
you.
One. Why don't
oh,
you name one?
There's quite a few things. You want me to name one?
Yeah.
Fine, man. You play with your balls a lot.
Do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
You know what would make me happy?
Another couple balls and an extra set of fingers?
Oh, that's humor. Oh, that's real humor. What would make me happy is if you give your mouth a rest.
My pleasure.
I'd like a little silence.
No problem.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You broke the seat. You broke the goddamn seat. I don't believe it.
It wasn't broken when I got out.
You messed around with it till you broke it.
How can you break a car seat? It's impossible.
What do you mean it's impossible?
Do you want to drive?
No, I don't.
Why did you do this? Jeez. Look, I'm not going to be held responsible for faulty engineering.
Oh, well, this is comfortable. This is really comfortable.
I don't want to argue, all right? Let's not fight.
All right. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm putting my wallet in the glove compartment. Don't let me forget it.
All right.
Ah, you can talk about the pit, barbecue, the family jump, the people too. I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a pace. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare I'm doing the mess around. Now let me have it, that boy.
Looking outside, the weather's beginning to clear up now. I hope you're enjoying the evening. Coming up on half past the hour.
Almost hit a deer, that's all.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine.
It's getting pretty hot in here. You ought to take your park off.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your window down!
You want something?
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know? Thank you. Thanks a lot. Terrific.
Thank you!
What a moron.
You're going in the wrong direction! You're going to kill somebody! You're going the wrong way!
What?
This isn't so bad. Yeah, I thought it'd be a lot worse than this.
I'll be able to buff this out, no problem.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, that was close. We can laugh about it now. We're all right, you know. The whole...
Maybe we should just get my stuff off the road, huh? What do you think? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, my back! Oh! Yeah! Oh! Oh!
Put it down.
What a night.
What?
What?
You finally did it to yourself. I mean, good luck turning the car in. I mean, they're going to be happy as pigs and shit to see you. How could you rent the thing anyway without a credit card? I mean, you couldn't. I mean, how could you do it?
Oh, I gave this gal behind the counter a set of shower curtain rings.
You can't rent a car with shower curtain rings, though.
Well, somehow your Diners Club card wound up in my wallet, and I just...
You stole it!
Not exactly!
You stole
not
my card!
My life,
I knew you stole it!
I did not
you
steal
stole
your
my card! And then you
I
rented a car, and then you burned it up!
I did not! I found it in my
I
wallet!
I knew you stole it!
I thought you put it there!
Why would I put it there?
Kindness?
Kindness? Kindness? You stole it! He stole it!
No, I didn't! No, I didn't! I was going to send it back to you! With whatever the rental car charge was! Plus interest! But you didn't give me your address! What was I supposed to do? You just ditched me! I had no money, I had no cards, I had nothing!
Give it back!
I can't!
Why not?
Because!
Because why?
Because when we stopped the gas up... I put the card back in your wallet. Are you mad at me? You know, you could have killed me slugging me in the gut when I wasn't ready. That's how Houdini died, you know. Now, one good thing about it, with all this fresh air, we're going to sleep like babies. Neil? Hey, Neil, wait up.
I need one room.
Look, if you're pissed at me, maybe we should get separate rooms.
You get your own room.
I'm going to need your credit card. All right.
I have, Diners, Visa, and a gasoline card.
These aren't credit cards.
All right, I'll pay cash. Cash.
$42.50.
How about $17?
I can't do that.
Please. Have mercy. I've been wearing the same underwear since Tuesday.
I can vouch for that.
I don't own the place.
$17 and a hell of a nice watch.
Would you like a room?
I got a slight problem here. I don't have the $42.50.
Do you have $17 and a good watch?
No, I don't. I have, I have $2.
and a Casio.
I'm gonna have to say goodnight, so.
Well, Marie,
once again, my dear, you were as right as rain. I am, without a doubt, the biggest pain in the butt that ever came down the pike. I meet someone whose company I really enjoy. What do? I go overboard. I smother the poor soul. I cause him more trouble than he has a right to. God, I got a big mouth. How am I ever gonna wake up? I wish you were here with me right now. But I guess that's not gonna happen. Not now, anyway.
Not that I'm gonna get hooked up with this guy.
You're gonna freeze to death out there.
How's your drink?
Good.
No problem? Where you been? You been to Italy? You had amaretto?
I had a palmaretto, and this is a gin.
What gin?
Give me that. Is there a tequila there?
A little Mexican trip.
Tequila?
There you go. Come on up. Oh.
Is this a good combo or what?
No, probably not. Me, I'm going back to Jamaica.
Jamaica, man. Go to Jamaica. Have some rum, man. Dig it. Irie, man.
Oh, shit.
You know, when I'm dead and buried, all I'm going to have around here to prove that I was here with some shower curtain rings that didn't fall down. Great legacy, huh?
At the very least. The absolute minimum. You've got a woman you love to grow old with, right? You love her, don't you?
Love is not a big enough word. It's not a big enough word for how I feel about my wife.
To the wives.
To the wives! Wow.
Well, let me just close this conversation by saying you are one unique individual.
What is unique? Latin for asshole?
You grab those off, then I'm gonna kick them off.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, as much trouble as I've had on this little journey, I'm sure one day I'm going to look back and laugh.
You think so?
Oh, I'm laughing already.
Oh, God.
Oh, when that car blew up.
Was that seat hot or what? I feel like a big whopper. Turn me over, I'm done on this side. I'm afraid to look at my ass, you know? I'm going to have those griddle marks on my ass.
What is that?
Potato chips. They're everywhere!
Why do I feel like I'm at summer camp?
How the hell is this dude?
Come back.
Just a minute.
Give it a good push now.
All right.
All right. Push for something!
I am!
Push for Christ's sake! I think we have to rock it a bit.
All right. Okay.
Up and down, up and down. Here okay. We go, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Reverse! Morning, officer.
Hi.
Is there something I can help you with?
What the hell are you driving here?
We had a small fire last night, but we caught it in the nick of time.
You have any idea how fast you were going?
Well, funnily enough, I was just talking to my friend about that. Our speedometer's melted, and as a result, it's very hard to say with any degree of accuracy exactly how fast we were going.
78 miles an hour.
78, huh? Well, yeah, I could buy that. Sure, I guess. You would know better than us, especially since we got a melted speedometer.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Now, you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works. Funny as that may seem, with all this mess, that the radio is the only thing that's really working good, and it's as clear as a bell. Don't ask me how.
I can't let you go ahead in this vehicle.
Can't what?
No, it's not fit for the road. The vehicle will be impounded until such time as it can be made safe for travel on state highways.
Okay, officer, I admit it. I broke the law, and for that I'm really sorry. I am. It'll never happen again. You got me there, and I won't argue with you one iota, I swear. However, if you impound our car, I'm going to be unable to get my friend here home in time for his Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank you.
nonstop.
I tell you I was going to get you home?
I don't care, just so the heater's working.
The driver's a little freaky about people riding up in his cab. So we can't sit there.
Well, if we can't sit up there, where are we supposed to ride?
Beach walking, huh? You know, you're going to be in Chicago in less than 3 hours around there. We don't have any traffic, and I don't think we should. It's Thanksgiving. Moving now.
It's been a hell of a trip.
Sure has.
But after all is said and done, you did get me home, and I really appreciate
it. Hey, next time, let's go first class, all right?
God, I hope there isn't a next time.
I know what you mean. I really do. This you?
Yeah.
Right, meeting you, Neil. It really has. Again, I'm sorry if I caused you any trouble.
Oh, no, you didn't cause me any trouble. You got me home. And a little late. A
couple days.
But I'm a little wiser, too, so.
Me, too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Neil.
Okay.
Give my love to the family, will you?
Same to you.
Maybe I'll get a chance to meet him one day.
Okay. Say hello to Marie for me. I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you know it.
So long. Said you were going home. What are you doing here?
I don't have a home.
Marie's been dead for 8 years.
Lucky guy, Neil.
Look, I won't stay long or anything. Maybe I'll just come in, say hi, and then I'll be on my way, all right?
Just come on.
My mother, Joy.
Hello, my dad, Mark.
Glad to see you.
How you
welcome, Dad.
Hello, you guys, Neil Jr.
Hello,
my name's Jim, Marty. And somewhere around here is my little baby boy, Seth.
Oh.
Thank you.
that was close.